A passerby stopped mid-dog walk to admire my parking of the giant 2025 Infiniti QX80 I had just perfectly placed at the curbside. I managed to parallel park, with impatient drivers to my rear, between an ugly, raised mud-splattered truck and one of those bland sedans without scratching the low-profile rims. "It looks very masculine, is it yours?" he asked, as his Labrador Retriever brushed by the front wheel, shedding a little of its golden coat on the tire. His opening line convinced me that it wasn't my motoring maneuver that impressed. But was he now questioning my masculinity? Surprised that a bespectacled, old fogey like me could be found behind the wheel of such a handsome beast. Clearing my throat, I mustered my deepest, bass voice to inform it was not my car but I was doing a test drive. With that he just walked off. At least I didn't have to engage him at length in my newfound basso profondo voice. The QX80 is frequently described as Infiniti's luxury flagship, no argument there. Interestingly, when the Infiniti line was launched back in 1989, it was often placed in a fictitious category of semi-luxury cars as an alternative to those superlative European models. The upmarket Nissan line, there's another one of those cautious descriptors, was in good company with the likes of Lexus, Toyota, and Acura, Honda. And now we can add Genesis, Hyundai, to that list. The QX80 interior has leather everywhere with 10-way adjustable seats. Courtesy Infiniti. As confidence and sales grew dramatically, they became premium models, but this year's QX80 is firmly on a par with the famed Euro rivals such as BMW and Audi. The QX80 is designed to make passers-by stop and stare, but more importantly, it offers a thrill ride on backcountry terrain and smooth highways that lives up to its sport utility vehicle designation. The previously mentioned masculine looks are accentuated by the big grille, front splitter towards the bumper and chunky rocker panels setting up the doors on each side. The large visible quad exhaust pipes signal power under the hood. Yes, the twin-turbo 3.5-liter V6, mated to a 9-speed auto transmission, lives up to the visible promise, and outperforms the previous V8. It features an all-new turbocharger system and exhaust, putting out more than 450 horsepower and 516 pound-feet of torque. The power performance on the highway was expected, but in-town driving surprised a little. It is a big beast, but the commanding view offered, plus the surround view cameras, certainly eased my earlier described parking maneuver. Shoot, now my secret is out. You'll love the invisible hood view feature when you get off-road and head to Grandma's summer cottage. Using advanced image processing, an image of what's directly underneath the vehicle is projected onto the in-car display, helping in the avoidance of such hazards as rocks and gullies. Redefining the luxury SUV, the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80. Courtesy Infiniti. All those helpful views are seen through a pair of configurable 14.3-inch screens displayed together behind a single pane. Easy to operate and infotainment systems pairs nicely with your iPhone or Android cell phone. Age giveaway. Led Zeppelin loved the 1,200-watt Klipsch premium audio system, which blasts through 14 speakers in the base QX80 and 24 speakers in the top two trims. The interior has leather everywhere inside, though personally that's not a must-have. 10 pleased my creaking back, as did the power lumbar support and bolsters. But the ultimate luxury was the massaging seats. The second and third rows will seat another 6 folks, but a threesome will be very cozy in the third row, so to speak. Lots of luggage space, and unless you are going away for 2 months, I can't see a need to lower that third row. It's a must test for anybody looking for a roomy and versatile sports ute. Okay, getting down to brass tacks, to quote my tight-fisted grandpa. Fuel economy is not bad given the size of the QX80. It's rated at 15.1L, 100 km in the city, 12.2L, 100 km on the highway, and 13.8L, 100 km combined. The price range is $104,995 to $124,995, and my sport tester came in at $119,745 plus $2,500 freight. KeithRMorgan@hotmail.com.